actually that matter to me.
We'll call to order the meeting of Health, Recreation, and Events Committee. Our first order of business is approval of our minutes from January 31st meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Say aye.
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 Number three is public comments. If we have anyone here for public comment, we need a name and address, and you get 2 minutes, and you can come to the podium to speak. Okay, no speakers? All right, we'll go on to item four, which is discussion and possible action on a recreation capital project referendum. How are you?
Good morning, Madam Chairman and Councilman committee members. We were just bringing that back again for further discussion on a recreation referendum, item areas that we may want to consider to put on the referendum. And it's really just open for discussion, but we wanted to bring that back. Again, we have the primary ones that we had discussed previously. The one thing that you will see a change on this list is, I think at the last committee meeting, there was some discussion about, you know, taking a look at the Muggsy Kerr Tennis Center complex expansion and getting a cost on that. And over the last month, we were able to get a new cost estimate from Aiken Cost Estimators, and that comes in at about $3.25 million. So that can be added to the discussion as we talk about the different areas that we may want to be considering. And I will also let you know that we are in the process also of we have contracted Bob Brookover from Clemson University, who's done studies with us in the past, to do a survey of the town, to survey residents on their recreation needs, facility needs, program needs, areas where they think there, you know, room for improvement, areas where we're doing great, and areas, you know, where they think that there may be a greater need for facilities.
Is there a timeline when he would be finished with that?
We are hoping to be able to have that completed so that we have information to be able to present in April, at April committee.
Okay. And our timeline for getting this done, again?
It has to be through council by July.
July.
Yeah.
Final reading.
And that's two readings, right? So we need June and July. Okay.
Correct.
So we still have until June. Okay. All right. Well, any thoughts? Yes.
So I will just let you know, these are the projects, and if you want to see information, I do have slides on each one of these different locations, just, you know, kind of explaining what it would entail as it is currently, you know, envisioned. Of course, any of those things can change. So
okay.
If you need information on one of those, I can click over to it.
All righty. Mr. Rambo, you had a...
Okay. So since our last meeting, just further feedback that I've received, I do feel like we should potentially in the next month or two explore maybe some alternative financing options to go ahead and get Carolina Park Phase 4 started, along with as they do Phase 3, because A, it's cheaper, and then B, obviously we had quite a bit of people show up at our last council meeting about rectangular field space in Phase 4 would give us two more full 11v11 rectangular fields. Steve, do you have by chance the, you said you had more information on these, do you by chance have the image of what the tennis center expansion would look? Is there like a drawing or a
I do not. We do have a site plan. I don't have it on this okay. list right now. It's quite frankly, it's kind of hard to see. It's very large, but I can provide that information for you. What it does include, though, is six additional hard surface courts over there, a additional parking little area, and a small like pavilion restroom facility.
Okay.
Some additional spectator seating, lights, and, you know, everything, landscaping, everything obviously that goes along with that.
Okay, and one more question. Rifle Range Road Park, we had talked about, you know, potentially, you know, maybe we didn't need those two medium-sized baseball fields, or what it would look like if there were soccer fields there, or adding some pickleball courts and not having tennis, since we're going to do a tennis expansion. Did we get any more information on that? I mean, does that change the estimate at all, or is it still pretty much the same as far as an overall dollar figure?
It probably wouldn't change the estimate very much as far as cost for it. We have retained Wooden Partners, who had created the original design to work with us on possibly some revisions. And I think we have a meeting scheduled I believe it's the 8th, if I'm not mistaken on my date, to be able to, you know, try to go over those sort of things and tell them other modifications that we may want to be making to the facility and getting a new cost estimate on that based on any revisions that are made.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to point out, I thought Carolina Park at Phase 4 was going to have a softball field there and a rectangular field.
It will. Yeah.
Okay.
I only mentioned the two rectangular fields, but it's one additional softball field and two full rectangular fields.
That is correct, along with the completion of some parking and a trail and, you know, associated landscaping and everything else that goes along with that. But
yes. Just want to make sure I understood.
Phase 4 definitely would include an additional softball field and two rectangular fields as far as the athletic facilities out there.
The only softball field.
Well, there's a softball field in Phase 3.
Oh, there's one, okay.
Yeah, yes, sir. There's in Phase 3, there is a baseball field, and one of the two softball fields is being constructed in Phase 3.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have anything else? Oh, I thought you started to say.
No, what was Eric?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So in April, we'll have survey results completed that'll help support projects on the list. We'll have a new conceptual, hopefully with a cost estimate for Rifle Range Road. The only, can you go back one second?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
What could support, if you're okay with this, what could support Carolina Park for, so that we're able to move forward when the funding is there to construct, is unlike the Jones Center comprehensive repair and the pool, those are actively under design. So they'll be ready for construction when the money comes in. Park West 4 is not actively under design. And we could do that. We could move forward. I can get with Marcy and figure out exactly how to pay for it. But we can start that process as soon as we can so that at the right opportunity when money becomes available, either sooner than the referendum or after the referendum, we'll be able to move more quickly on providing the space that's needed. It's a $4 million project. Design fees are going to be 6% or so. So $300,000 or so is what it would take. We can locate that money, at least begin the process. If it never comes to fruition, we'll at least have it designed. Yeah. That won't change much. We can construct later. So if you'd like for us to proceed with that, we can.
Yes.
I definitely would.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel.
Mr. Sanders.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Now, the survey that we're doing, is there language in it asking about the referendum specifically, or this is just about rec in general? Should we put some language about the referendum in that? Because I know we want to ask people. Is that a way to double dip with while we're getting in touch with people?
We'd be a little uncomfortable about that part. I think, though, it assesses users, what exactly they use, what do they prefer to use, what do they feel is missing. Really a general questionnaire about how they consume recreation services here.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we need to send it out to you. My fault that we hadn't already. Send out to you what it looks like. It's about to go live.
As soon as we get a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so.
That's right. Any day. It's just a general survey of their needs, how they consume it, and desires for the future.
I could add to that a little bit. There was another question that is included in it, which just as Eric described, there is also a question, not necessarily about the referendum, but about a willingness to pay and what their willingness to pay for recreation facilities, you know, willingness to pay for additional facilities. There are some questions regarding that are included in the survey.
More in line with if they're using it. Fees, would they be willing to pay?
No.
Or you,
no.
Or that's kind of language.
It's actually kind of a neat question, and the question goes along the lines of, you know, if I took away all of your recreation facilities in the town of Mount Pleasant, and I took away all of your recreation facilities and programs, how much would you be willing to pay to get them back? Would you be willing to pay for that? And then how much more would you be willing to pay for an expansion of those programs and facilities? It kind of leaves it open-ended to people. to put in a dollar amount of their willingness to pay.
Okay. So we haven't made any kind of decision about polling the public in any kind of way to get a general idea about that? Okay. Okay. Well, I guess, oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I think we need to start also looking at the 30 acres that we have out there now and start talking about what we'd like to see out there.
I mean, at,
because if
Faison?
On Faison. You know, because if we're going to be doing construction already out there, as you said earlier, you know, whenever you've got construction going on, it's cheaper to do. I think there might be some really good ideas out there of what we might be able to do. So I want to start talking about it now. I'm not saying do anything to it yet, but I think we ought to start talking to it with Eric and her staff and see what can be done out there, some ideas. I've seen some good ideas already that were done on paper that really look pretty good. But I know we won't, whether or not we'd be able to include any of that in here, we certainly need to keep in our mind that we've got that 30 acres out there, and we ought to start thinking about whether we could blend that in with any part of Carolina Park Phase 5, or maybe not, or maybe, you know, work with some other entities to try and do something different. But I think we need to start the conversation now about what we're going to do. It may take years to do anything, but I want to start the conversation now because it's there, and we need more facilities, no doubt about it.
I would say too that I agree with Mr. Rambo that it's important to see if we have a way to fund Phase 4 without the referendum. I think it's important that we get it done, and you know, there's no guarantee that we'll have one, so I would like to see a way to fund that. And I feel when it comes to referendums, you have to have a big picture to get people to be on board, rather. So I think that's important.
Yeah, to me, the referendum, River Intro Park is,
yes,
90% of the referendum.
Yes.
It's really about River Intro Park. But regardless of if that happens or not, I just feel like Carolina Park Phase 4 is something that's needed badly.
All right. Great. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, item 5 is program and projects update.
All right. Scroll through some of the pictures here again. These are some of the pictures of the different facilities that we were looking at. And let me get down to that next one. All right. Well, good morning. We have, you have the recreation report. Our registration numbers are going well with our different sports and youth sports, with the exception of lacrosse. We really have taken a real big hit in lacrosse, specifically in boys lacrosse, and that is you'll see a significant drop in numbers on that. That's largely due to a new league that actually has started up, a new recreation league in the spring that has started up on Daniel Island. It is run through one of the clubs, and they're doing that, and they've pulled quite a few players in the boys lacrosse to that program. So we're going to have to take a look at that and see what kind of adjustments we need to make to remain competitive in that area and be able to continue to pull people and attract people in lacrosse. Our other sports, you can see, are doing very well through our different programs. Rentals continue to bring in revenue. Our swim lessons are still going strong. The senior center memberships are starting to rebound some. They're starting to rebound, you know, a little bit. I mean, it's a slow process. We really dropped down a lot through COVID, but they are rebounding. But I want to tell you about some projects. You know, obviously, in addition to the opening of the new track facility over there, it turned out very, very nice. We're very happy, and thank you all for being there for the opening. We are moving forward with the installation of the flagpole at Waterfront Park, which that flag is scheduled to arrive on March 14th. So the pole is actually scheduled to arrive on March 14th. The base and everything is ready to stick it in the ground over there. It's been quite a project, a little bit more than I would have expected for installation of a flagpole, but it's working out well. We had two events this weekend that I wanted to let you know about. One of them was our second annual half marathon. It turned out very, very nice. Thank you, by the way, Eric, for getting these pictures in here. And last minute, I said, Eric, I wanted to get some pictures in here from this past weekend, and he was able to get a slide in here for us. It was much smaller than it was last year. I think a lot of that had to do with the hunger for an event last year. We were the first half marathon or anything like that out of the gate as people were starting up events after COVID. Well, it wasn't after COVID, it was still during the pandemic. But we were one of the first places to bring back an event. I think everybody was very, very hungry for that. And so this year there's much more competition in other areas and other places. There does seem to be lower numbers in registrations and in other events. So it's kind of consistent. But we had a beautiful day and a beautiful event. One of the only comments we had last year was that it was a wonderful event, but it was hot because it was in May. And so we were asked to make it a little bit earlier in the year. And we did have a lot of returning runners that said they really enjoyed it, and they said, oh, we loved it. And Saturday was fantastic. It was a beautiful day. But with the smaller numbers that we had, we were thinking, what else can we do to tag on to this? What else can we do to make it a little bit more fun, you know, for everybody out there? The event that we found a connection with a event called Running of the Weenies, and it was wiener dogs in a competition race that they came out and they had a little starting gate set up just like you would for a Kentucky Derby or something like that. But they put the little dogs in there and they opened the gate and the dogs came running out, and only one or two of them actually ran down the course. Most of the other ones just all started sniffing each other and, you know, and that sort of thing. They didn't even go the right direction, but it was a very, very nice event. So we're real excited about it, and it was kind of fun to partner with them. That was it was put on by Tell's Wagon in conjunction with MPRD, and it benefits the Dorchester Paws nonprofit, so over in Dorchester. But fun event. They were in need of a location. We were looking for something to tag on to our event since it was smaller, and the two seemed to work out very well together on a beautiful day. So some upcoming events. March 5th, we have the 26th annual Jim Reichman basketball tournament at the Town Hall Gym. On March 12th is we're moving into event season now, so we're going full scale now, back getting into our event season. The Arts Festival is going to be at the Mount Pleasant Town Center on March 12th, a sock hop on March 18th at the Park West Gym. March 19th is the Cultural Arts and Pride Sweetgrass Basket Stand Volunteer Painting Day, where they're going out and they get volunteers to fix up some of the sweetgrass basket stands out there on 17. So we're excited about that. And I also wanted to make an announcement that just as of Friday, I believe it was Friday, we ended up receiving and putting together, installing. And if you go out to Park West Field 2, we have our new portable fencing, the Sporta Fence that we've been waiting to get. And it's in place and ready to be used. And I think it's going to be used this afternoon by some of the teams. So that is a nice portable fencing that can be pulled out to adjust the size of a full-size softball field to give them a legitimate 200-foot fence for women's softball. So we're very, very pleased and happy that that's in place and ready to go. So other than that, I don't have any other things to update you on. Yeah. Any questions for
go ahead,
Carrie. Okay, Mr. Sanchez.
Yeah, quick question. Youth flag football. I heard that was going great and fantastic, but I see it's down from 2021.
It is going really well. The difference is on that. Last year we held it as a event by itself. It was in May. There were no other events going on at the same time, and it was very, very popular. We had 412 people registered in it, you know, on the first time we held it in May, and it was very popular. But we had to. It was such a compressed season. It was the whole season from start to finish was in about 5 weeks, and so we said we wanted to give it a full shot to be able to have the whole spring get plenty of practice time. You know, we had a lot of complaints from people saying they didn't get enough practice time and everything was just really quick. So we were responding to that and made it a regular spring sport, just like lacrosse and soccer and baseball and our other spring sports. But with that, we had some people going from, I mean, now they're actually competing against the other sports. You know, they're within our program, but I think some of the people that were playing flag football are, you know, they're sticking with lacrosse. So we're going to take a look at that and see if there's a time when we can do it where it doesn't compete. They don't have to make a choice as to whether they're doing one or doing another. But it is very popular. Had a lot of people. Actually, some of the people that were in lacrosse in the age groups that we weren't able to field teams in lacrosse have now switched over to football. So those numbers have bumped up a little bit as well, what you see on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It may be something we should potentially consider for next year. I know maybe all of May is probably too compressed of a season. I don't know if it can go into June or whatever, but that's, so that affects the lacrosse numbers and the soccer numbers or whatever. And it also affects the field space. As we know, you know, it affects the field utilization. So I don't know, maybe that's something to think about. And I have one other question. When I'm looking at these reports, and it compares past years, is it comparing past years at that same time? Like, so on March 1st, well, it's not even March 1st, but on that date, or so like, if I look at like youth soccer says 1285 in 2021 and 1228 in 2022, is that just talking about the spring season?
That is just talking about the spring season. Yes.
Okay.
So that is spring soccer in 2021 and then spring soccer in 2022.
Okay.
Okay.
One last thing. I had the opportunity to speak with one of the representatives from the Battery just recently, and requested the opportunity for us to have our championship boys and girls soccer game played on their state in their stadium. You know, when I was a kid, we went over to Stony Field and played at Stony Field, and we thought we were in heaven playing in a big old stadium like that you know, the high schools and all played in. So he said he would take it back to you know, his folks and talk to them about it. So hopefully we can have our championship tournament there. You know, I'm just saying, like, maybe the oldest group that we have or one of the groups to be able to play boys and girls have their championship teams games over there at the Battery. So I'll let you know what they come back with.
Thank you. I know they would enjoy that.
All right. Well, if we have nothing else, then we'll adjourn.
All right. Thank you.